overcast by northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Across the area, sunny skies, upper 60s. Winds will be from the southwest between 5 and 10. Tonight, clear, upper 30s. Winds will be from the south at around 5 miles an hour. For tomorrow, sunny skies, mid 70s. Winds will be from the south between 5 and 10. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy, upper 40s. For Wednesday and Thursday, we'll continue with sunny skies and warm temperatures. Right now, it's 59.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. The U.S. and U.K. need to complete talks on a new free trade agreement before the administration's trade promotion authority expires. Those words from Senate Finance Committee Chair Chuck Grassley of Iowa. He said it's very necessary that in this hurried along, either in another Trump administration or in a Biden administration, because TPA is going to phase out the middle of next year. If it's not done by then, he said it's questionable when it will get done. The current TPA authorization expires on July 1st of 2021, so a trade deal would have to be signed before then. Earlier this month, the U.S. and U.K. began their fifth round of trade talks in the hopes of soon completing an FTA. Groups like the National Pork Producers are supportive of the negotiations, providing the agreement eliminates tariffs and non-tariff trade barriers on pork. The U.K. acknowledges many meat industry standards as equivalent, and they agree to import products from all federally inspected facilities. And lawmakers should consider putting taxes on livestock production and meat consumption to reduce the risk of future deadly pandemic. That's the conclusion of a group of international experts called the Intergovernmental Science Policy Platform on Biodiversity and Ecosystem Services. They claim to have more than 130 member states. Zoologist Peter Drasik chaired the study. He said the group is calling for better protection of nature, as overconsumption of meat is bad for our health, he says, and unsustainable in terms of the environmental impact. He said it's also a driver of pandemic risk. The group says outbreaks of influenza viruses and new pandemic strains have emerged for the most part because of the incredible dense production of poultry and pigs in some parts of the world, driven by our global consumption patterns. That's Ag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
KNDY.
Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. While COVID-19 cases continue to rise in the state of Kansas and the testing rate has reached over 9% across the state, Governor Laura Kelly has announced that she's continuing to work to expand testing in the state to double the amount of testing by the end of the year.
It will coordinate both public and private COVID-19 testing efforts across Kansas to allow for broader routine screening in places like schools and nursing homes to stop community spread before it starts. With the investment of Spark funding, which was recently competitively bid and will soon be announced, we can nearly double the amount of testing we're doing in Kansas by year's end.
In other news, for the second time in less than a week, an inmate from the Hutchinson Correctional Facility has died after testing positive for COVID-19. KWCH News reports that the Kansas Department of Corrections said the inmate tested positive on October 16th and was hospitalized 3 days later. The inmate died on Thursday last week. Mid-America Network News.
Rusty Eck Ford says, don't wait for one Friday at the end of the month to get your new Ford. This month, every day is Black Friday at Rusty Eck Ford. Mondays, get Black Friday deals. Wednesdays, get Black Friday deals. Every day, get Black Friday deals. Like new 2020 Ford Explorers, Escapes, Expeditions, Fusions, and more. With up to $14,000 off MSRP. $14,000 off. Or 0% APR financing for up to 72 months. Plus, we need your trade. And we'll give you top dollar for it. Regardless of year, make, or model. This month, Mondays, Wednesdays, every day is Black Friday. Friday only at Rusty Eck Ford. If you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money. RustyEckFord.com.
Offers valid on select stock vehicles with approved credit plus tax and fees. Example 2024 Expedition XLT stock UTO464. MSRP 60,980. Rusty Eck discount 5,000. Alternative factory cash rate 8,900. Sale price 46,980. Limited term financing to Ford Motor Credit. Not all qualify. Offer rebates to dealer. Offers expire November 30th, 2020.
Both the Kansas Republican and Democratic parties have failed to disclose what candidates they are targeting with campaign mailers this cycle. The Wichita Eagle reports that both major parties failed to provide the required information when they filed reports with the state. The Republican Party has spent more than $1 million on campaign mailers since August. The state Democrat Party reports spending more than $730,000 on mailers in the same period. The Kansas Governmental Ethics Commission has asked both parties to correct this year's reports to add details about which candidates they were supporting, but that additional information may not be available before Election Day. And the overall economic index of a monthly survey of the Midwest business leaders hit a 16-year high for October, but the manufacturing sector of the economy remains stunted from the coronavirus outbreak. The overall measure of the Creighton University Mid-America Business Conditions Index improved to 70.2 in October from September's already strong 65.1. Ernie Goss oversees the survey and says that even with the high index levels, manufacturing output remains below levels seen before the pandemic. Mid-America Network News.
Whether you've got the family van, your partner's work truck, your teen's car, or the classic convertible you only take for a spin when the weather is nice, insuring them all takes strategic planning. Blue Valley Insurance makes it easy with our multi-vehicle discount and our good student discount. You'll save time with less paperwork and save money with our multi-car discount. See Blue Valley Insurance in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville, and let us steer you into more savings.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News, good Monday. The recent surge in coronavirus cases in Nebraska prompted one expert to predict that the number of deaths linked to the virus could nearly quadruple by the start of 2021. Dr. James Lawler, a director at the University of Nebraska Medical Center's Global Health Center for Security in Omaha, said Friday that the state could have more than 2,500 deaths from COVID-19 by January if current trends continue without more stringent public health measures. Currently, the state is reporting 652 deaths linked to the virus. And as if things weren't chaotic enough leading up to the election, now a squirrel caused a power outage at the Douglas County Election Commission as people were waiting for hours in line to cast their ballots. The Omaha World Herald reports the lights began to flicker shortly after 3 o'clock Friday afternoon as people were in line for 3 hours. Then the power went out. Rick Everett, Nebraska Mid-America Network News.
They're here. I'm talking about the monster savings at Rusty Eck Ford, of course. Over 400 new Fords have deals worth screaming about. You'll be full of delights driving one of our powerful and rugged trucks, like our Super Duties, F-150s, and Rangers. Or get 2020 Explorers, Escapes, Expeditions, and more with up to $14,000 off MSRP. How frightfully fun. And now through Halloween evening, you'll get more than ever on anything you want to bring in on trade. Wizards and witches, ghouls and ghosts, don't close your eyes, and don't try to hide. See what's going on at Rusty Eck Ford or RustyEckFord.com, where price sells cars, but our award-winning service will bring you back. If you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money. You better hurry before these monster savings disappear. For sale of select and stock vehicles with approved credit plus tax and fees. Example 2020 Ford Expedition XFT stock 2TO464. NSRP 60,980. Rusty Eck discount 5,000. Alternative factory cash rebate 9,000. Sale price 46,980. Not all qualify. All Ford rebates to the dealer. Offers expire on October 31st, 2020.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marshall County Commissioners meeting last Monday approved a purchase agreement for 6.2 acres north of Subway in Marysville from Cope Development for $100,000. This contingent on a soil assessment. They did not designate a purpose for the property, but previous consideration has been as a site for a new county jail. Commissioners approved purchase of a new grader for $269,500. The board approved negotiating with the Frankfort Community Care Home regarding purchase of a nutrition site in Frankfort. A temporary 6-month lease was approved to allow time to work out details of a long-term lease or outright purchase. The county councilor will be in contact with Invenergy as the Greenbelt Transmission Line project begins. There is some concern they do not have a current road use agreement on file with Marshall County. Dustin Parks from Atchison met with the board at their request to answer questions on zoning and moratoriums. He indicated that any zoning or moratorium put in place now would only apply to future applications and projects. Kansas Association of Counties is in favor of zoning to help counties administer home rule. A moratorium should only be put in place if the board has an end plan. That would typically include some type of economic study and then figure out what to do with the information. Zoning can be implemented on a broad spectrum, but would minimally include someone to monitor and enforce the zoning, along with the Zoning and Planning Commission. A county comprehensive plan could be developed, which could be a guiding document for future land use, However, to enforce a comprehensive plan, you would need zoning. Park said the county should not implement zoning for just a single purpose. Resolutions are better for a single or current issues. Zoning is for the future. A moratorium is all about actions you're going to take, and before implementing a moratorium, the board would need to determine what they are wanting to accomplish in the end. Typically, zoning is to determine land division, setbacks, and dictating good locations for commercial and industrial businesses. A question to zone Marshall County could be put up for election. Parks ended with the statement, zoning is better to have and not need than to need and not have. Hanover High School Friday afternoon confirmed a positive COVID test for a junior high student. All identified contamination areas have been thoroughly cleaned and disinfected. In quarantine until November 10th are the junior high girls basketball team and coaches at Hanover, all 8th grade students at both St. John's and Hanover Public Schools. These students will all be on a modified quarantine. Students will be able to attend on a modified schedule already in place. However, if they ride the bus, they will need to find alternate transportation. Hanover Hospital also confirming Friday that with an increase in COVID cases, that facility will be closed to visitors until further notice. Washington County added a dozen positive cases toward the end of last week. As of Friday, reporting 19 active and one hospitalization. Marshall County reported a spike as well last week with 32 new cases reported Monday through Friday, netting 44 active cases with two that remain hospitalized. Nemahal County remains with 58 positive cases as of Friday, and two remain hospitalized. Cases have been rising in recent weeks in many rural areas. Positivity rates have become another measure of community spread in addition to number of positives. An 18-year-old man from Blue Springs was arrested early Friday morning after police pursuit. Preston Bear reportedly did not stop for Wymore police shortly before 1 a.m., leading to a chase south on Gage County Roads. 2 hours later, the vehicle was identified in Blue Springs, with a stop attempted again, resulting in pursuit northeast, resulting in an eventual stop in Holmesville when two tires went flat. The driver was then arrested on suspicion of flight to avoid arrest, willful reckless driving, child neglect, and contributing to the delinquency of a minor. Four passengers included two juveniles. William Bill Marfus, age 93, of Table Rock, passed away Friday. Funeral service Wednesday, 11 a.m. at St. Anthony's Catholic Church in Steiner. Interment in the Table Rock Cemetery. Visitation Tuesday, 9 until 8. Family will greet friends Tuesday from 6 until 8 at the Quarry Mortuary of Pawnee City in charge of arrangements for Bill Marfus.
At Blue Valley, we want you to have an awesome autumn.
We're aware of the challenges you face each day, so we are committed to helping you through our services.
As always, you can expect us to provide reliable internet, but we're also committed to bringing you faster speeds and other new offerings, such as our updated website and live sports broadcasts.
We value community, so keeping you safely connected with others is important to us. You are our priority. We hope you have an awesome autumn.
Friends, I am Lisa Mosier, Republican candidate for the District 106 seat in the Kansas House of Representatives. Respect for human life from the moment of conception to the moment of natural death is the paramount issue of our time. Without life, a government of the people, by the people, and for the people becomes irrelevant. As your representative in the Kansas legislature, I will fight for the weak and defenseless of our society. Thank you for your vote on November 3rd. This message paid for by Mosier for Kansas House District 106, Martha Pat Brady, Treasurer.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Well, over the next several days across the central and east central parts of the Midwest, quiet weather. We have a high pressure system overhead, bringing us mostly sunny skies. Temperatures for this time of year looking pretty good. It looks like we'll see highs in the upper 60s. We'll see more of a westerly to easterly flow of winds. Southwesterly winds aloft. We're actually going to see temperatures back into the 70s as we head into Thursday. Otherwise, it looks like dry weather as we head towards the weekend as well. So across the area, sunny skies, upper 60s. Winds will be from the southwest between 5 and 10. Tonight, clear, upper 30s. Winds will be from the south at around 5 miles an hour. For tomorrow, sunny skies, mid-70s. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy, upper 40s. As we until Wednesday, we'll have sunny skies, highs in the mid-70s. And Wednesday night, mostly clear at 43 degrees. That's a look at your local forecast. This is meteorologist Megan Mulford.
When you have a debit card, you can pay as you go and not build up debt on costly credit card balances. Our debit cards are convenient, easy to use, and accepted at merchants everywhere. Each month, we supply an accurate, easy-to-read statement of all your debit transactions, freeing up your quality time for your family. Debit cards, better than plastic and easy to use. Citizens State Bank of Marysville, Waterville, and Hanover. Quality banking since 1907. Member FDIC.
Average high temperature early November, 59. Recent record high, 77 in 2015. The average low, 36. Record low of 10 degrees back in 1991. Sunset this evening, 5:22. Sunrise in the morning at 6:57.
What do a yoga position, Native American custom, and Japanese culture all have in common? We've got the answer if you can sit still for it on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
Kansans have a new choice for Medicare Supplement Insurance Plans. With Medicare Supplement Insurance Plans from Kansas Farm Bureau, you have access to four levels of coverage, affordable rates, and service from an organization that's served Kansans for more than 100 years. For more information on Kansas Farm Bureau Medicare Supplement Plans, including rates and to apply, visit kfbhealthplans.com. Medicare Supplements insured by Members Health Insurance Company, Columbia, Tennessee. Not connected with or endorsed by the U.S. or state government. This is a solicitation of insurance. A representative of Kansas Farm Bureau Health Plans may contact you.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. Call right now.
800-296-1261. 800-296-1261.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Monday, November 2nd, the 307th day of the year. Frontiersman Daniel Boone was born on this day, and in 1734, America's first commercial radio stations began broadcasting on this day 100 years ago. Long ago, before modern furniture, when humans sat down, it was on the ground. Now, research is indicating that sitting on the ground or floor is better than a chair for your posture and spine health. Whether it's cross-legged, squatting, or kneeling, floor sitting helps to stretch the hips, pelvis, and spine. Also, the curve in the lumbar most closely matches its natural shape when sitting. The research suggests that sitting with folded legs is preferable to kneeling or squatting, which can put undue stress on the knees. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more online at almanac.com.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports Good Monday. Patrick Mahomes threw for 416 yards and five touchdowns. The Kansas City defense shut down Sam Darnold and the inept Jets offense, and the Chiefs romped to a 35-9 victory over the winless New York Jets. Tyreek Hill had 98 yards receiving and two touchdowns. Travis Kelce had 109 yards and another score. The win was Andy Reid's 229th and put him in a tie with Hall of Fame coach Curly Lambeau for the fifth most in NFL history. The Jets managed just 221 yards total offense and falling to 0-8 for the first time since 1996. Elsewhere from Saturday, the Iowa State Cyclones used a strong first quarter to get by the Kansas Jayhawks 52-22 at David Booth, Kansas Memorial Stadium. And the K-State Wildcats fell to West Virginia 37-10. Rick Everett, Kansas Mid-America Network Sports.
Introducing Midwest Kia's better way to buy. The simple, transparent, and fast way to get your new car with a completely digital experience. Complete the entire vehicle purchase transaction from the comfort of your home, or get most of the process completed in advance, so your time in the dealership is simple, transparent, and fast. It's the better way to buy, and Midwest Kia has one of the area's largest selections of new Kias to choose from. Optimus, Sorentos, Sportages, and much more. Over 300 new Kias in our inventory. Plus, every new Kia comes with our amazing 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. It's the better way to buy at Midwest Kia, where we'll do pickup and delivery for sales or service right to your home or office. Shop from home. Over 300 new Kias available. Kia's amazing warranty. It's the better way to buy. Visit us online at MidwestKia.com, because right now,
we want to see you in a Midwest Kia.
Warranty is a limited powertrain warranty. See retailer for details.
Billy Tubbs, the colorful coach with the high-octane system known as Billy Ball, who brought Oklahoma basketball to prominence in the 1980s, died on Sunday. He was 85. Tubbs' family said in a statement that he battled a form of leukemia since being diagnosed in 2015. Kevin Harvick's nearly perfect season came to a spinning and sudden halt when he was bounced from the playoffs in a stunning upset at Martinsville Speedway. Chase Elliott won the high-stakes race to earn his first berth in the championship four. It knocked out Harvick from the contention despite winning nine races and the regular season championship. Ryan Blaney was second at Martinsville, followed by Logan Keselowski and Kurt Busch. And K-State football's game coming up this Saturday against Oklahoma State will kick off at 3 p.m. and be televised by Fox. It'll be the fourth time in K-State's seven games so far this season that the Wildcats have been featured on Fox TV. Mid-America Network Sports.
Hanover Lady Wildcats win Division II state volleyball tournament, their first title since 1979. 20th state championship for Hanover. They defeat Attica in the championship 25-18, 25-19, advancing in the semifinals over Wheatland-Grinnell 25-12, 25-16. Hanover defeated Wheatland-Grinnell, Central Christian, and Attica in pool play. Again, Hanover wins the championship over Attica 25-18, 25-19 for the state volleyball tournament at Emporia Saturday. Diller O'Dell, Lady Griffins, returned to the state volleyball tournament, defeating Cody Kilgore 25-13, 25-14, 25-12 on Saturday. Diller O'Dell, 30-1 on the season, advancing to the D2 state championships. They'll face 8th seed Nebraska Christian Thursday at 9 a.m.
The Marysville Bulldogs advanced to the second round of the 3A state playoffs with a 45-21 rout over the visiting Colby Eagles. It was all Colby early, as they jumped out to a 14-0 lead before the end of the first quarter. But Marysville cut the lead to 14-6 with a 31-yard TD run by Caden Brenniger. A 3-yard run by Aiden Price with a 2-point pass to Brenniger tied the game at 14 early in the second quarter. Colby took its last lead of the game with 6:42 to go in the second on a 14-yard pass play from Ryan Myers to Colin Carroll. That lead was short-lived as Marysville's Gavin Pischel returned the ensuing kickoff 77 yards for a touchdown. Lauer's extra point was good, and we were all tied. On Marysville's next possession, they took a lead they would not relinquish on a 49-yard touchdown pass from Price to Pischel. It was 28-21 at half. A 7-minute and 13-second drive ended with a 37-yard field goal by Marysville's Jack Lauer. Add two fourth-quarter touchdown runs, one by Patrick Smith and one by Aiden Price, and that was all the scoring in the second half as the Marysville Bulldogs beat the Colby Eagles 45-21 at Homer Hansen Stadium in first-round playoff action. The Marysville Bulldogs advance to face the winner of Southeast Saline and Clay Center. We will have the action right here on KNDY next Friday. Reporting for KNDY Sports, I'm Jason Brenniger.
Friday night football scores. Marysville defeated Colby 45-21, advancing to the regionals Friday at Gypsum, southeast of Saline. They defeated Clay Center 46-8. Washington County Tigers season came to an end. Washington County fell 56-0 to Little River. In other regional action coming up on Friday, Centralia entertains Wabunsee. Hanover is host to Axtell in our broadcast feature on FM 95.5. Frankfurt's at St. John's Tipton.
Leaves provide great insulation in winter homes for many of our pollinators. So before raking them to the curb, look for ways to incorporate them into your landscape plans. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Many moths and butterflies overwinter as eggs, caterpillars, chrysalis, or adults and depend on leaf litter for winter cover. Bumblebees also benefit from fall leaves. At the end of summer, mated queen bumblebees search for a winter home. They burrow a few inches into the soil to hibernate for winter. A layer of leaves provides added protection from winter conditions. And if you take a closer look at the leaves in the landscape, you'll find a variety of spiders, snails, millipedes, and other insects. These insects are an important part of the turtles, birds, toads, and other animals' diets. And a layer of leaves also helps protect toads overwintering in the soil of colder regions. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
When I told my son on a recent trip that we were going to stop and visit with a couple of hobos, I think he wondered what we were really going to do. We did stop and visit with two hobos in a small park in Britt, Iowa. What we learned, I believe you will find interesting as well. Their story is this edition of The American Countryside. Each day, we take you across the nation for unique stories of America's past and present here on The American Countryside. For those interested in rural and agricultural America, we have the Farming the Countryside podcast with stories that bring you the latest information on timely topics like livestock, crops, tax and succession planning, rural improvement, ag technology, and more. Join me for Farming the Countryside, brought to you by Pivot Bio. You can hear it on the AgriTalk app, your favorite podcast platform, and you can follow our show on Facebook. Catch Farming the Countryside for a weekly look at the stories affecting rural and agricultural America.
For more than 75 years, the VA Home Loan Benefit has helped millions of eligible veterans and service members achieve their piece of the American dream, a home for their families. Did you know that you could purchase a home or refinance your current home loan with your VA Home Loan Benefit? VA Home Loans have lower closing costs and generally enjoy lower interest rates than other borrowers. The VA Home Loan may save you thousands of dollars on your mortgage. For more information, visit www.va.gov or talk to a lender of your choice. Choose VA.
If I told you someone was a hobo, you perhaps would have an image of a down-and-out character by the railroad tracks. I recently sat down with two hobos, New York Maggie and Connecticut Shorty, and they say the image most of us have of a hobo is incorrect.
A hobo is an itinerant worker. It is nothing the image that people have.
Yeah, they wander to work and work to wander. They had a wanderlust, and they might have had 50, 100 jobs in their lifetime because they had to keep moving. The road was always calling them.
We sat down to visit just outside the National Hobo Museum in Britt, Iowa. Connecticut Shorty says she's more of a hobo type than a true hobo, although she does have plenty of experience riding the rails.
I have ridden about 5,000 miles on the rails, on freight trains, but our father, Connecticut Slim, was a steam air hobo. He hoboed for 44 years.
Their father, Connecticut Slim, wished to be buried here in Britt, Iowa, alongside other hobos. These sisters came here to honor his wishes in 1990.
We came here to bury him, and because we were daughters of a famous hobo, really, the hobo community took us under the wing, more or less to speak, and we just started coming back and eventually became Queen of the Hobos.
Yes, there is a Queen of the Hobos. Maggie and Shorty have both had the title bequeathed at the annual Hobo Convention held here annually. Shorty says she didn't have personal contact with her father until she was about 30 years old when he came to a store where she was working to meet her.
I looked up, of course, I knew it was my father. I'll tell you the first thing he said to me. He said, "Hi, I'm your daddy. Do you need anything?" Actually, he had quite a sense of humor.
There's much more to this story, and we've yet to get to the hobo convention held in this town, too. It's next time as we travel the countryside. In Britt, Iowa, I'm Andrew McCray.
If you're looking for a small barnyard pet that's affectionate with humans and easily trained, consider a miniature donkey. Hi, I'm Jody Hinke. They're hardy, easy to keep animals as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
If you're looking for new ideas for what to do around your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. Once a week, you'll receive helpful tips in your inbox on a wide variety of seasonal and timely topics, along with so much more. Living the Country Life is for all those people who love to live in the country. Sign up for your free newsletter today by visiting livingthecountrylife.com.
Finally, an easier way to get commodity price updates. Successful Farming Live is an easy-to-use tool that you can use to search Chicago Board of Trade and local cash prices, all by using your voice. Just say, "Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live." Visit agriculture.com/smart for more information. From corn to cattle, hogs to soy, getting commodity prices has never been easier. Just say, "Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live."
Smartest animals in the barnyard is the miniature donkey. Teresa Ellinger of Centerburg, Ohio, raises miniature donkeys. She says one of the reasons people love them is their temperament. They're docile creatures that crave human interaction and make great family pets. And there are a number of things you can do with them.
For instance, you can train them to pull a cart. They can easily pull an average size adult.
You can participate in parades with them, Palm Sunday activities, nativity scenes. Miniature donkeys are also popular for nursing homes and therapy situations. And there are also many shows across the country. Most county fairs have classes for miniature donkeys.
Teresa says the miniature donkey is an actual breed. They're not bred down from their full-sized cousins. However, they do need the same hoof care, worming, and vaccines. They also require a small amount of grain, good quality hay, a mineral salt block, and fresh, clean water. The average height of a miniature donkey is from 32 to 34 inches at the withers. Teresa says there's a disturbing trend among some owners to intentionally breed for tiny size, meaning under 30 inches. And she says it's creating a lot of problems.
Not only does the practice increase the chances of foaling problems for the dam, which is the mother, but there's an increased potential of loss of the foal or the dam or both because of the dam being so small. There's an increase in chances of deformities and dwarfism, and also that impacts future generations.
The life expectancy of a well-cared-for miniature donkey is about 30 to 35 years. Learn more about miniature donkeys at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Forever flowing by the throne of God. Yes, we'll gather at the river, the beautiful river. Gather with the saints at the river that flows by the throne of God. Spray. We will walk and worship ever all the happy golden day. Yes, we'll gather at the river, the beautiful river. Gather with the saints at the river that flows by the throne. Shining river, soon our pilgrimage will cease. Soon our happy hearts will quiver with the melody of peace. Yes, we'll gather at the river, the beautiful river. Gather with the saints at the river. Circle be unbroken by and by, Lord, by and by. There's a better home awaiting in the sky, Lord, in the sky. Will the
circle be unbroken. By and by, Lord, by and by, there's a better home awaiting in the sky, Lord, in the sky.
It always happens just at the wrong moment. I'm finishing up a meal at a restaurant and the server comes by with a big smile and offers me more. Hi, this is Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you be wise and thrive. So sometimes they ask if I want a piece of pie or another cup of coffee. Sometimes I say yes, even though I know I really shouldn't. But it's there because it tastes good and because everyone else is having a piece too. You know, it's always tempting to want more, whether it's food, clothing, entertainment, really anything. So try this the next time you're tempted. Ask yourself, what's my enough? Do I really need this? Or is it just making me feel good in the moment? Here's the thing. God asks you to be a good steward of his financial and material gifts. If you know what your enough is, it's much easier to do that, whether it involves an extra piece of pie or a new car. That's the key to a content, confident, and generous life.
How would you like to have a steady job with a schedule that works for you and your family? You're in luck. Tension is hiring operators and adjusters at the Marysville plant. If you like to take things apart and put them back together again, if you enjoy being part of a team, if you're looking for flexible work with competitive pay and benefits, this could be a great match for you. Work for a company you know you can trust. Visit tension.com/careers to learn more and apply.
U.S. pork exports climb while beef is down so far this year. The story today on Farm to Fork.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
You're going to need me.
You're going to need us.
All of us.
You're going to need our help with your water, your air, your food.
You're going to need our determination, our compassion.
You're going to need the next generation of leaders to face the challenges the future will bring.
And we promise we'll be there when you need us.
Today, 4-H is growing the next generation of leaders. Support us at 4-H.org.
As the pandemic continues to influence commodities markets everywhere, here's a look at the situation from Dan Hallstrom, president and CEO of the U.S. Meat Export Federation, which promotes exports of U.S. beef, pork, and lamb.
2020 has just been a year of having to be very patient. It's a very fluid environment, without a doubt. But I think the good news is that in the end, people are still consuming protein and a lot of U.S. beef and pork in particular.
Hallstrom says pork exports are up considerably over last year. On the other hand, he says beef relies heavily on the food service sector.
Mexico and Central America and South America and tourism in general is still pretty locked down. But that won't last forever. They will come back. And our theory as a team here is that it's going to come back with a vengeance, because once people can get out, the rebound potential is enormous as we go into 2021.
And a rebound is what Hallstrom is leaning toward.
As you look forward into 2021, we forecast continued export growth. You know, there's a lot of good things going on. Put COVID-19 aside, there's a lot of good demand factors going on in some of these key markets, and we think this growth will continue.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Hi, my name is Crystal Busey, and I am your Republican candidate for County Clerk of Marshall County. As county clerk, I promise to be responsible and accountable to the Marshall County voters. I will be transparent in all facets of the job with the Marshall County community while acting with the utmost honesty and integrity. I am committed to bringing a new sense of direction to the clerk's office, and I would appreciate your vote on November 3rd. Paid for by Busey for County Clerk, Melody Tomer, Treasurer.
KNDY.
Hello, and
and good Monday. Sam Speck with your latest ag news here through the Mid-America Ag Network. USDA's Gary Crawford gives us an update on the latest USDA report on commodity prices, showing an improvement for many products.
Friday's USDA Ag Prices Report has a lot of plus signs in front of its numbers. Prices farmers got rose in September for almost every commodity, sending the USDA September prices received index up 0.9% from August, putting it up just a little over 1% higher than September a year ago. Some of those gains in prices, though, negated by a September rise of 0.4% in prices that farmers had to pay to do business. That index, 0.6% higher than a year ago. On prices received, a quick look at a few commodities. September corn prices rising 29 cents in September, taking them to an average $3.41 a bushel. However, that was still 39 cents below September a year ago. The all wheat price pushed up 18 cents from August at $4.73. That's 47 cents more than a year ago. Soybeans, the biggest gains in September, up 58 cents to an average $9.24, 89 cents more than September a year ago. Quick look at livestock. Hog and beef cattle prices well above a year ago. Milk prices running well below.
Now, in other news, the next Commodity Classic will be a virtual event. The annual conference and trade show had been scheduled to take place March 4th through the 6th in San Antonio. The change to an alternative digital format became necessary because of restrictions related to the pandemic. The new convention format will take place during the first week of March 2021. Commodity Classic is now redirecting its efforts toward developing alternative methods of connecting with farmers and agriculture stakeholders. Anthony Bush of the National Corn Growers Association and co-chair of the 2021 Commodity Classic says education is a key component of the event, and we are already looking at ways to deliver the high-quality content farmers expect at the Commodity Classic. The transition to an online event is already underway, and more information will be available soon. Sam Speck, Mid-America Ag Network News.
Introducing Midwest Kia's better way to buy. The simple, transparent, and fast way to get your new car with a completely digital experience. Complete the entire vehicle purchase transaction from the comfort of your home, or get most of the process completed in advance, so your time in the dealership is simple, transparent, and fast. It's the better way to buy, and Midwest Kia has one of the area's largest selections of new Kias to choose from. Optimus, Sorentos, Sportages, and much more. Over 300 new Kias in our inventory. Plus, every new Kia comes with our amazing 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. It's the better way to buy at Midwest Kia, where we'll do pickup and delivery for sales or service right to your home or office. Shop from home. Over 300 new Kias available. Kia's amazing warranty. It's the better way to buy. Visit us online at MidwestKia.com, because right now,
we want to see you in a Midwest Kia.
Warranty is a limited powertrain warranty.
KNDY.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. GrainBridge has launched a new digital grain marketing platform for farmers. Correspondent Michael Clements.
A new digital tool called GrainBridge has been introduced to help farmers streamline the grain marketing process to make more informed and profitable decisions, says GrainBridge CEO Mark Johnson.
To track all their contracts, farmers usually rely on multiple applications from multiple grain buyers, if they even have that transactional data electronic in the first place. So oftentimes contracts and scale tickets and settlements, they end up in a file somewhere. GrainBridge is aiming to bring all of that transactional data into one place with a goal of giving the farmer a complete view of his grain position. Our initial platform brings together data from two of the largest grain buyers, ADM and Cargill, into a simple, straightforward interface. We expect to onboard other grain buyers onto our platform over the next year, giving farmers a complete picture of their grain position. Best of all, it's offered for free.
He says the platform allows farmers to see market prices and bids from ADM and Cargill from over 400 grain buying locations in the United States.
For each of these ADM and Cargill facilities, we'll offer additional information like wait times for some facilities, detailed information about the staff and hours, and discount schedules. Once farmers have logged into the application, they can connect with their ADM and Cargill accounts and will automatically see all of their contracts, scale tickets, and settlement populated into their account. We have features that will aggregate this information and show them what's been priced and what hasn't been priced. Ultimately, we'll be able to give alerts and notifications based on that transactional data so you never miss a delivery again.
Johnson says the goal is to give farmers a complete view of their grain position.
We'll be adding features throughout the year, and we welcome feedback. Ultimately, we want to use this knowledge of the grain position to empower farmers to market their grain more confidently and profitably. They'll be able to see what's in their bin, what's growing in their field, and what's been contracted so that they'll never miss a delivery and know when a contract needs to be priced. Finally,
Michael Clements reporting.
That's Ag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
It's time for the National Farm Report. Hello again. Orion Samuelson here to continue an annual tradition. The stories of the stars over America of the FFA.
Your best defense against breast cancer is a mammogram. I'm Dr. Sandy Goldberg, a breast cancer survivor and founder of a Silver Lining Foundation. And early detection saved my life. Are you uninsured? Are you underinsured? Are you a survivor and need follow-up testing? Feel like you have nowhere to turn? Times are tough, but getting a mammogram shouldn't be. Call us at 312. 345-1322. A Silver Lining Foundation is here to help.
For the past two or three decades, it's been my pleasure to share with you the stories of the FFA stars following their annual convention. That convention held last week in Indianapolis, but it was virtual. So let me share the story of the four stars of America. And this one salutes the star in agribusiness. And hay bales are a common sight across the Great Plains, but if you see some anywhere near the Kansas-Nebraska border, there's a good chance they might have been baled by Blake Kirchhoff, star in agribusiness. He said, "I basically do start to finish haying operations, swathing, raking, and then round baling or square baling, depending on what the customer wants." Kirchhoff owns and operates a haying business called Blake Kirchhoff Custom Baling for his supervised agricultural experience with Superior FFA in Nebraska. His business does more than spinning hay into bales, though. He helps local farmers get in contact with buyers for their hay bales as well. He said, "I also do some contracted hay sales, like a broker, helping buyers and sellers find each other and negotiating the haying contract for his SAE in FFA." He said, "Originally I had some sheep, and I thought I wanted to do that as my FFA SAE project, and I needed hay to feed them. I had to start looking for small square bales, and I just couldn't find anyone in my area that had any for sale. So with no further options, Kirchhoff purchased his baler at the age of, get this, 14, intending to buy hay from local providers that he could then feed to his sheep. But he soon realized that he was the only person in his area with a square baler. So he decided to fill a niche and focus on haying instead. He later used his haying profits to pay for a second baler, a swather, and a tractor and more. He said, "I definitely like running equipment, and especially when you own it. You did all the tool books to figure out if you can afford it, and I have now come full circle," and he is named the FFA star in agribusiness. That's National Farm Report, a presentation of Nexstar Media Group.
Nordis Motor Company in Marysville has the all-new 2021 Chevy Colorado. Four-wheel drive, it's a Z71, the Midnight Edition. As well, a 2020 Chevy 1500 LTZ Z71. And a 2020 Chevy Silverado 2500 HD Duramax LT. It's also a Z71. New pickups at the Nordis Motor Company.
That's National Farm Report, brought to you by Flora.com, a presentation of Nexstar Media Group.
Farmers need new and adaptable soybean varieties to compete in the world market. Advances in soybean breeding are the key on Successful Farming Radio.
Stay out in front with the consistent performance of Asgrow brand soybeans. Ask your dealer how much further you can grow when Asgrow leads the way.
When pushing yields, it pays to be flexible. That's why farmers pursuing profitability count on Asgrow brand soybeans and ExtendFlex technology. And with the largest number of ExtendFlex products for 2021, you can count on Asgrow to keep you out in front all season long. Always read and follow IRM where applicable, grain marketing and all other stewardship practices and pesticide label directions. No dicamba may be used in crop with ExtendFlex soybeans unless and until approved. And no dicamba formulations are currently registered for such use in the 2021 season.
Fill once, plant all day. The Thrive 3D application system from FMC is a revolutionary in-furrow crop protection platform that plants up to 480 acres between refills. The Thrive 3D application system mounts to most major planter brands and can be yours at no cost with the FMC Freedom Pass program. To learn more, call 815-362-7747 today. Always read and follow all label directions.
The soybean your grandpa planted is probably much different than what you harvested this fall. Advances in soybean breeding tools are the drivers behind new and improved varieties. Aaron Lorenz is an associate professor of plant genetics at the University of Minnesota. He says the wide use of molecular markers and DNA sequencing technologies help soybean breeders more efficiently make selections. This includes stacking traits into a single variety, such as disease resistance, herbicide resistance, and then combining that with high yield.
And then on top of that, I would say there have been advances in more precise and better collection of environmental data. Combined with advanced statistical modeling, has allowed soybean breeders to better place varieties in certain types of environments and locations, as well as prescribe certain types of varieties for certain types of stresses that a farmer may encounter in a typical year.
The march toward increasing yield will always continue. The tools that breeders use will also advance, leading to future cultivars with unique compositional attributes. This can lead to new markets and opportunities.
We'll see what happens, but rather than vast majority of soybeans being just a commodity type of product, there may be more specialty markets out there where the demands for those specialty markets are met by the creation of novel soybean varieties with unique compositional profiles through gene editing and more advanced breeding technologies as well. I think getting the yield together with those unique compositional attributes will be easier than has been in the past, I guess is the way to summarize that.
I'm Jody Henke. Learn more about soybean breeding advances at agriculture.com.
Planning for the future includes accounting for the present. Crop insurance protection assures that your farming operation will withstand the variabilities of weather and potential disaster. Rely on the coverage that crop insurance provides and rely on Linda Schmitz with Linda's Insurance Agency for the experience and personal service that she offers. Call today and update your crop insurance options. That's Linda's Insurance Agency, 1507 Broadway in Marysville.
Hello, I'm your farm broadcaster, Sam Speck, with your latest agricultural update here on the Mid-America Ag Network. National gas prices rose again, gaining 7 cents per gallon to reach $1.97 across the country. Demand continues to recover from the pandemic, as well as the stay-at-home orders this spring, and provide some optimism to the recovery in ethanol demand. However, Gas Buddy reports that the average price of diesel fell once again, falling a penny to $2.49 a gallon. And Patrick DeHaan of Gas Buddy says the pace of increases has begun to throttle back over the last week in most states as gasoline demand's recovery has slowed down a bit. While crude oil prices continued their upward move over the last week or so, it has been a much slower rise than in recent weeks. As the global economy continues a slow recovery and more countries ease up on travel restrictions, demand for oil has rebounded as supply remains lower due to the coronavirus curbing demand. U.S. oil inventory saw a large 7.9 million barrel boost in last week's data from the Energy Information Administration, while gasoline inventories fell again by some 700,000 barrels, and distillate inventories jumped 5.5 million barrels.
You're never completely ready to adopt a teen.
For late nights writing English papers.
For your teen's music.
Thank you.
Council.
Hey guys, it's Sam Speck, your farm news director on the Mid-America Ag Network, bringing you hourly updates to your ag futures and other market information through our many great affiliates. But what happens when you're not by a radio? Do you just go without information? No. Everyone seemingly carries their phone around nowadays, and if you guys give us a like and a follow on the Mid-America Facebook page, you'll get two notifications a day, an opening and a closing market report, previewing the day ahead and recapping what's behind us, all right from your fingertips. So head online, stay informed, and give us a like on the Mid-America Ag Network Facebook page.
Introducing Midwest Kia's better way to buy. The simple, transparent, and fast way to get your new car with a completely digital experience. Complete the entire vehicle purchase transaction from the comfort of your home, or get most of the process completed in advance, so your time in the dealership is simple, transparent, and fast. It's the better way to buy. And Midwest Kia has one of the area's largest selections of new Kias to choose from. Optimus, Sorentos, Sportages, and much more. Over 300 new Kias in our inventory. Plus, every new Kia comes with our amazing 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. It's the better way to buy at Midwest Kia, where we'll do pickup and delivery for sales or service right to your home or office. Shop from home. Over 300 new Kias available. Kia's amazing warranty. It's the better way to buy. Visit us online at MidwestKia.com, because right now...
KNDY. Tune in for the auction calendar weekdays during our noon news block on KNDY. Upcoming auction details for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Household, collectibles, real estate, farm, or business auctions. If you're planning a sale, be sure your auctioneer advertises on KNDY. In addition to our daily updates on air, check out the auction calendar online. We provide the complete sale bills at KNDYradio.com for those advertising with us. The least expensive, most comprehensive way to reach all of Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska with radio KNDY and online KNDYradio.com. Tell your auctioneer you want the power of radio working to your best advantage. Call our sales team for rate quotes and complete details. Find out more by checking out the auction calendar online at KNDYradio.com.
The only station with seven decades of country music history. Classic Country AM 1570 and FM 94.1. KNDY Marysville.